As the latest round of U.S. tariffs go into effect today, China digs in, and why one U.N. agency is finally paying its interns. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. U.S. tariffs of 10% on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go into effect later today on nearly 6,000 products from handbags to high chairs. Nearly half of what China sells to the U.S. are now under higher tariffs. So what impact are they having within China? The BBC's Karishma Waswani reports.
This steel pipe factory was originally set up to sell to American customers. It's one of many that produce almost half of the world's supply of steel. Chinese steel imports to the U.S. have been blamed by President Trump for the loss of thousands of jobs. Now, these products are amongst almost 6,000 Chinese items on America's $200 billion tariff list. Expansion plans into the U.S. market have been put on hold, but the company says it has many other options. Stephen Yue is the sales manager here.
The Chinese government will not just sit back. The U.S. has many big enterprises with a lot of vested interests and investments in China. If the U.S. begins to attack the Chinese, then it will have a big impact on American businesses operating here.
From China's point of view, the U.S. has also reaped multiple rewards. Wang Haiyu of the Center for China and Globalization was keen to point this out to me.
It's hurt the confidence of the business community of both countries.
How much will you acknowledge that Chinese companies were given an unfair advantage?
Look at the last four decades since China-U.S. established diplomatic ties. All the major U.S. companies are in China. They all had a big operation in China, some even bigger than the U.S. now. You can't say that is not a success. And Boeing sells China more airplanes than any other country in the world. And Walmart purchases more goods from China than any other company in the world. So, if GM produces more cars in China than in the U.S., what's the company to be complained about?
Still, bravado aside, this trade war is coming at a delicate time for China's economy, which, after years of stellar growth, is slowing down. I visited the Communication University of China in Beijing and spoke to a number of students. Many of them are worried about job prospects, but it's also leading to a rising sense of national pride.
China has risen quickly over the past few decades and has captured the world's attention. That's why the U.S. has such a strong desire to suppress us. But China has also given a strong response to the U.S., so I believe my country has the ability to withstand this.
This trade war has many here feeling that the U.S. wants to halt China's rise, and this country is preparing for a long battle ahead.
Karishma Waswani reporting there. Let's do the numbers. Shares in British broadcaster Sky soared 8% after Comcast won a bid to take over the company on Saturday, beating Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox in a blind auction. Sky's stock now costs over $22 per share. Now, European stock markets are mixed with contagion from Asia, where markets are dominated by fears of the U.S.-China trade row. London's FTSE and Germany's DAX both lower this morning. It was already the world's biggest gold mining firm. Now Canadian giant Barrick Gold is merging with Randgold Resources to create an $18 billion company. The merged firm, New Barrick Group, will sell shares on the New York and Toronto stock exchanges, while Randgold's London listing will be cancelled. Here's the BBC's Theo Leggett.
Barrick Gold is already the world's largest gold mining company with operations around the globe. Randgold is focused on production in Africa. Both companies have been struggling to impress investors and have seen their market value fall by about a third over the past year. Announcing the deal, Randgold's chief executive Mark Bristow admitted that the industry as a whole had faced criticism for being too focused on short-term goals and offering poor returns. But he insisted the merger would benefit shareholders. The new company will control several of the world's biggest and most profitable mines in North America and Western Central Africa.
Theo Leggett, unpaid internships have come under increased scrutiny given how much it costs to survive in most big cities. Well, one of the UN's biggest agencies is to pay interns for the first time. The World Health Organization takes on roughly 1,200 interns each year, and it's agreed to provide full financial support by 2020. Dr. Ashton Barnett-Vaines, who's 29 and British, pressed for the change after his 2012 internship.
The UN has for many years been criticised for its policy on internships and the fact that the majority of those it offers are unpaid. The WHO example sets a precedent. It's the first time that a UN agency has had its member states collaborate together to make this change in policy happen.
He says that it will have a big impact.
If the resolution is implemented in full, we should see 500 young people a year, at least, coming from developing countries, accessing this training opportunity at WHO and going back to invest it in their local health systems.
Now, that's Dr. Ashton Barnett-Vaines, and the WHO told the BBC it aims to recruit half its interns from the developing world, where it does most of its work. Finally, you can link your Spotify account to your ancestry results, creating a music playlist based on your DNA. Now, since that was launched, more than 10,000 people have signed up. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.